This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin with a special report on yesterday's runoff and how the Texas political world is heading into November. The headlines are pretty clear. MJ Hagar got past Dallas State Senator Royce West in the Democratic runoff and now sets her sights on U.S. Senator John Cornyn this fall. Some familiar Republican names look likely to take congressional seats in November. Former White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson in the Panhandle and former Dallas Congressman Pete Sessions in Waco. Democrat Candace Valenzuela had a comfortable win in the North Texas suburbs. She and former Irving Mayor Beth Van Dyne will face off in Congressional District 24 this fall. And at least three incumbent state legislators were voted out. KERA's political reporter Brett Jaspers is here to talk about how all that sets the stage for this fall. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
One of the races last night was too close to call. The Republican runoff in the 23rd Congressional District in the Rio Grande Valley. Any news there?
Well, people may know this is Republican Will Hurd's seat. He's retiring. Tony Gonzalez has a 7-vote lead.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah, really close. And his competitor, though, Raul Reyes, is saying, hey, there are provisional ballots and overseas ballots left to count. So either way, a recount looks likely because the margin will probably stay pretty small. And so the person with the fewer votes can request a recount if the margin is small enough.
What's the rest of the congressional landscape look like?
Well, first of all, we all know that there's been a lot of growth and demographic change in Texas in the last 10 years. So the pool of possible voters in any given district has changed. I spoke last night to Juan Carlos Huerta at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and he reminded me that the congressional map we have now is almost 10 years old.
And so somebody may have had a seat that was, you know, pretty safe for them. But after a few years, oh my gosh, the district is really changing. And now the district I ran in at one time is no longer there.
So there are a lot of factors combining to create this competitive environment that we see. Which groups are voting, what they think of their candidates, and then where they actually live. All of those things are in flux right now.
How many congressional races really are competitive?
There are between 5 and 9 U.S. House districts that can be considered competitive, depending on how you define competitive. That's as many as a quarter of Texas's seats in the U.S. House. 3 of those are districts where the incumbent Republican has retired. So there is opportunity for the Democrats to flip at least a few seats here. But Huerta said the party still hasn't proved it can run successful campaigns on a large scale.
That's what I'm going to be looking for as we go through this. How is the Democratic Party trying to register voters? What groups is it working with to register voters? What is the mobilization looking like? Because mobilization makes a big difference.
There are polls showing President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden running close in Texas. One even had Biden leading by 5 points, and he ran his first ad here this week. Is November in Texas all about Trump?
Feelings about Trump obviously matter. Some experts say the election will be just a referendum on him. Now, control of the state house is at stake, so there are definitely more reasons to vote than, you know, someone's feelings about Trump.
I'm curious, how many state house races are actually in play here?
Well, all 150 seats are on the ballot, but Democrats are targeting 22 seats to flip. They need to win 9 of those to get control of the chamber and have a say in the redistricting process next year. And I'm curious about something, too. You know, although we talk about elections like how does the top of the ticket affect the races down below, it's often how we talk about them, and that makes sense. But if Texas has many close congressional and state house races, you know, might it be possible that those efforts pull people to the polls? Like many people will certainly vote because of Trump, but maybe others will hear about an interesting candidate down the ballot and vote for the first time because of him or her.
KERA's Brett Jaspers. Thanks.
You're welcome.